The Reno Rodeo Foundation, the charitable arm of the local rodeo, has been busy granting wishes for sick kids and their families. Holly Hutchings witnessed a few of the surprises and has this report.
Nurses, doctors, and cowboy hat-wearing rodeo folks are all in an unassuming conference room at Renown Hospital. The team is setting up clusters of red and black balloons and unboxing a cake that has a huge chocolate frosting horse on it.
Surprise! As if you weren't surprised already.
The trio of honored guests and their families walk in thinking that they've been summoned here for a meeting, but instead come into this celebration.
So Jayla has the unicorn, Egan is right here, and Charlie's...
Egan is 11 and Charlie is 7. The littlest of the three is Jayla, who has curly brown hair that's tossed into a messy ponytail with a unicorn headband holding back some stragglers.
She'll be 3 on Sunday.
When she was just 3 months old, Jayla's mom, Shantae Ramirez, knew something was wrong with Jayla when she wouldn't stop crying and sleeping. Ramirez brought her daughter to the ER and was told that her new baby had leukemia, and the outlook was dire.
The way I was explained to it, I didn't expect her to even be here. So,
Dr. Martin Johnston became Jayla's oncologist that day.
When she was first diagnosed, the odds were not in her favor that she would ultimately do well. But now she's almost 3 years out from her diagnosis. She's been off chemotherapy since October, I believe, and still in remission. So at this point, she's statistically speaking in a very good place.
Even after the immediate medical threat has subsided, many families still have other burdens. The wishes granted today range in monetary amounts and are specifically chosen with the help of medical professionals who have seen these families struggle firsthand. The goal is to meet the needs of each individual family. Ramirez says that Jayla needs continued care items not fully covered by her insurance.
So I've been trying to get her wheelchair for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now. Yeah, her physical therapist actually gave us a little chair, like a bike, that we strap her feet onto. So that's like what she has for equipment right now. But that was kind of just like, oh, here, I know you need it. Gave it to us to use. And we're still waiting on the equipment that she actually needs.
A lot of it is just logistical.
Again, that's Dr. Martin Johnston. He says having a sick child can add immense stress on a whole family.
The treatment, as I said, stretches out over 2 or 3 years, and there are times where you're coming back and forth to clinic multiple times per week. You've got parents who are working, you've got children who are going to school, you've just got families that already have a complicated life, and then you drop a cancer diagnosis in the middle of that. It's not easy.
The Rodeo Foundation says their mission is to help ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances across the 14 Northern Nevada counties. They get half of their funding from the Reno Rodeo, and the rest comes from private and community donors. J.T. Turnipseed, the current president of the Rodeo Foundation, says the wishes aren't meant to be splashy.
They've got the medical aspect to deal with, and that is an ultimate handful, and we're just trying to help their life outside of the hospital easier however we can, whether it's accommodations at home or a vacation they can afford or something to just make their day-to-day life a bit better outside the hospital.
Ramirez, who has other kids at home, says that is what they need. And she feels like Jayla is being recognized for enduring the hardship that she faced. Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.